Thank you for tuning in to the Rescue Mission Podcast, where we talk about real topics that affect real people. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Caroline. I am joined with my co-host, Blake. Blake, how are you today?
I'm good.
We are excited. We have Krista. She is the executive director of Kate's Cart with us today. Krista, how is your day going?
It's going great. Thanks so much for having me.
We're so excited to chat with you about Kate's Cart and just everything about the organization. Just to dive into it, can you just share what is Kate's Cart? What is the mission and what do you guys do?
Right. So Kate's Cart was formed out of love for my husband and I's daughter, Kate. She was born back in 2006, but unfortunately, we soon learned that she had multiple health problems. Significantly, it was her heart. And so we ended up spending over 180 days in the hospital with Kate as she had open heart surgeries and heart catheterizations and procedure after procedure. She was born here in Fort Wayne. We had her in Indianapolis. We had her up in Michigan at Mott's Children's Hospital. And it was just a really, really rough year and a half. She passed in 2008 at the tender age of 18 months. And my husband and I and our entire family were just obviously left heartbroken. I often say a lot of people, when you're in that stage of life, are, you know, are you married? How many kids do you have? And so we were going through that of, do we tell everybody that we have a son and our daughter, Kate, just passed away? Or do we just say we have a son? And it just became so much sadness that we're like, we have to turn this into something good. We have to do something in Kate's memory. We have to make her memory stay alive and make an impact. She only had 18 months here, but we knew that she was capable of so much more. So because we spent so many long days in the hospital, we're like, let's make life in the hospital better for others. Kate loved to be read to. There were 30 days when I couldn't hold my three-month-old after her first open heart surgery. Reading to her was how we bonded. As you know, every night we would read her a bedtime story. So books was the obvious answer. And so we just reached out to Lutheran and said, hey, we'd love to give out books for a year or so. We have some memorial money. We really kind of want to help us heal, encourage others. And they loved the idea. Our friends and family rallied behind us. The community rallied behind us. A couple months later, we had a team of volunteers and we started at Lutheran. Then we started at Parkview and then it got out on the news. And within 3 years, I think we were in 16 hospitals.
Wow. What does that span across Indiana, Ohio?
It's been 15 years now. We are in 15 counties, kind of in the northeast quadrant of Indiana, but kind of exciting. Kind of, we're global. I mean, really, we're in Ohio, but you know, we're on our way to becoming global. We just expanded into Williams County in Ohio because the partnership with Parkview acquired Parkview Bryan, Parkview Montpelier. So we have 25 hospitals that we partner with. There's 41 book carts out there, and the carts are just filled with books for kids 0 to 18. They're all brand new. And they're a gift for the child. They get to keep them. And it's just about providing a little bit of normalcy. Life in the hospital is so hard, whether you are there expecting to be there or whether it's like a 2 a.m. my kid just fell out of their crib, they're blushing blood visit. It's hard. And so we just want to provide a little bit of normalcy and comfort during those times. And that's what's happening. And that's what 425,000 books over the past 15 years has done in Northeast Indiana is just provided a little bit of normalcy and a little bit of comfort.
You talked about when starting this contacting Lutheran with an attempt to help heal.
Mm-hmm.
What have you learned along the way? This is more personal, I guess, about healing in your journey and grief with all of that.
Yeah.
I'm sure you deal with that. Like you're going to the hospital, you're seeing this stuff continuously. How do you work through that?
Yeah, I think the thing I've learned is that when you go through a crisis like that and you lose your child and you just feel so alone. And there's so much, why me? Like, why us? Like, why is it my daughter that had to be sick? We have, you know, the perfect house and the stay-at-home mom and the grandparents and everybody's involved. Why us? But then doing this for 15 years and meeting so many people, it's not why me, it's everybody. You know, everybody has junk in their life and bad things that happen. And it just is, how are we going to deal with those choices? I mean, I would give everything to have Kate back, but the people that I have met who have said, you helped me get through a really rough time, or it was the first time I felt like a mom, or we still have our books from 10 years ago, or adults like you, Caroline, or yeah, this other guy who come and said, I remember getting a book when I was 14, and now they're like 24, 25, and they're doing good, paying us back. It just makes my heart so happy to know that Kate is making a difference in her short life, mm-hmm, is impacting others in a positive way.
So you've kind of already touched on it, but I'm sure our audience would love to hear a success story or a story that you kind of sticks out in your mind when you're thinking or telling people about what you guys do. Can you think of a story you'd like to share?
I'm sure you have a lot. A lot.
Fortunately, we have a lot of people who reach out to us, but there was one that just happened within the past year. Grace is our director of operations, and we were at Parkview filling a cart, and we had our van, so it was... It's bright pink.
It's pretty cool. Blaine, you're supposed to go into it and see it. Okay, I guess it's strobe state. It's pretty cool.
Well, and we actually have another newer, bigger van that's even bigger and like more of a billboard. But so people know, oh, it's Kate's cart. They're refilling. And this gentleman stops us and he goes, hey, you know, Kate's cart, I'd like to make a donation. And so we started talking to him and I said, well, what's your connection? He goes, well, about 10 years, 14 years ago. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we are. You know, we have been around that long. My daughter was in the hospital. She was 3 and she was having seizures. And so we had to spend a couple days where they monitor you. He said we had to like hit this button anytime she would blank out or look like she might be having a seizure activity. They said, you brought us Curious George Goes to the Hospital. And she loved that book and she read it. And he said that she left the hospital like knowing sight words just from reading that book over and over again. Mm. That book made such an impact. And he pulls up his arm and he goes, I got a tattoo.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And there on his arm was the cover of Curious George Goes to the Hospital with the man in the yellow hat and the monkey on his arm. Wow. Because that book made that terrible, scary experience just a little bit normal. And he said now his daughter's in school to become a nurse. Because obviously that experience was good. But yeah, so many people who have books for years, kids that are learning to read the book they got when they were a baby, adults coming back now and saying, I remember, because it's always a little challenging. So we have volunteers who go into the hospital and push the carts around from room to room. And so we get a census and we'll see 16-year-old male. And we're like, okay, get your game face on, you know, like
we make them want to read.
Yeah, they got their phone and an Xbox or whatever. So then when we hear these stories of these 15, 16-year-old boys that just are super excited about the book that they get, it's such an awesome feeling.
So you kind of just touched on it. Why books? Why did you guys, when you were creating and coming up with the idea of this organization, were you like, we want to have a book cart?
Well, we wanted something like alive and moving and impactful. Like we looked into, you can buy a rocking chair and have a plaque, or even one hospital had plaques outside doors, you know, that you could say this room was dedicated in memory of. And that's great, but it wasn't like making lives different. And so we just knew the power of the books that we that had on Kate and my husband and I, Andy, as we would read to her. It just made sense, you know, because it wasn't, you know, like everyone's like, well, she loved ice cream. Why don't you give her everybody ice cream? Well, everybody can't have ice cream in the hospital. You know, everybody can't go on a wagon ride. Everybody can't necessarily play with toys, but everybody can either be read to, look at a book, or read themselves.
Yeah. I saw that you do ice cream socials though on your website.
We do.
Something like that. What are those like?
Yeah, so Kate absolutely adored ice cream. And unfortunately, she was on a lot of restrictions and she had a feeding tube. And they were always like, she can't have ice cream. And my mom and I would be watching and like, she's having ice cream. We like go to the store and like sneak in ice cream because, I mean, who wants like formula that's been added all these nutrients and everything? I'm like, give the girl some ice cream.
No one will tell.
Yeah.
No one will tell.
So after a year of Kate's cart, when it just boomed and we're like, wow, this community has just stepped up to support us, let's just celebrate Kate's birthday, with this ice cream social. And we had like 100 people there, and we had a couple tubs of ice cream. Like, we were scooping with dry ice. And then the next year we did it again and had more people. And then it grew to the point where we had Prairie Farms have an ice cream truck on site.
Wow.
So that we could give everybody free ice cream. And we had, you know, all the mascots, games, rides, prizes. And that was in 2019. And then we all know what happened.
Let's not talk about it.
That was going to be a question. How did COVID affect
it? Yeah. So we're like, we can't have this big gathering of 2,500 people. How do we shift during COVID and make it still happen? Because we were still fortunately able to give out books in the hospital. And that was one thing, even though our volunteers couldn't be in there for the first few months, the staff were saying, these kids need this more than ever because they can't have visitors. There's one parent. Everybody's in a mask. You know, it's just, it was an environment of don't touch anybody, don't touch anything. So if they were given a book, it was just creating again a little bit of normalcy in this chaotic world that we were living in. So with the ice cream social, we're like, hey, let's go to ice cream shops and kind of like divide this big event into little events. And so we did that in 2020 with 10 shops, and it worked for us. And the best thing was people that lived in Warsaw could go to their local ice cream shop and drive 10 minutes and not all the way to Fort Wayne to support us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had 25 shops last year. And so we just, the ice cream owners are awesome. We set up a table. We have volunteers there. We give away goodies to the kids. We share our story. We share our mission. And people can go out and have ice cream and put a couple dollars in the bucket and support our mission that we're doing all over.
So as a mom who's gone through the process of a child hospitalized, when you get to meet the moms and dads that are in the hospital with kids and engage with them, what advice or sense of hope do you try to give them? Because you've been through it. How do you make it a little better for them, whether they're like your personal relationship?
Yeah. A lot of it is just when you're in the hospital and you just feel so alone. Like, and especially I would think a lot of these people during the last 4 years with restrictions and visitor policies and all that. But even prior to that, you just feel alone. You feel like the whole world's carrying on and everybody's doing their life. And here I'm sitting day by day waiting to know what the doctor's going to say about the future for my child. And so I think just being able to go in, just be, again, we're not talking about like how sick your child is or insurance or all the stuff that goes with that. We're just, again, providing a sense of normal. Like, here's just somebody who's come to talk to me about how my child got her name, or what's the decor of your nursery, or if you have a favorite thing that you like to read to her. And so just having those normal conversations outside of what's going, the big, you know, thing that's going on right there, just provides these parents with a little bit of hope. And so we're really intentional about going on the weekends. If Christmas Day is on the day the cart's supposed to roll, we go. Because we want these parents to know that even though the rest of the world's shutting down because it's a holiday, you're not. And you're here loving on your child. And so how can we provide you with something to just make that experience a little bit brighter?
Circling back to the ice cream social, for our listeners, anybody that's interested might be piqued. They might want to get involved. Do you have any other events coming up, or how do people get involved with volunteering or donating? What's the route to that?
Yeah, so we have an amazing volunteer team, and fortunately or fortunately, either way, we have a little bit of a waiting list.
That's good. That's a great thing. That's a great thing. That's a good one.
Because who doesn't want to go into the hospital and see giant smiles on kids' faces because you have Bluey book or the brand new Diver Wimpy Kid book on the cart?
They still make those.
Yeah.
Dang, I feel old. I thought we're done.
Diver, I think he's coming out with number 19.
Wow.
And that's interesting because the older kids, we're intentional about having books like Guinness Book of World Records or The Year in Sports or comic books, not like hardcore reading that they would have to do for English class, but just fun light reads. And so this Diver Wimpy Kid who's like has his 19th book, that'll be like 16, 17, 18 year olds. They're like, I have to know, like, what's happening with Greg Heffley?
He's 31 now.
How is he still in middle
Did
school?
Read
I read like one as a movie. Like,
yeah. Yeah. But he's still in middle school. He's still trying to make that adjustment. But
Just needs to get to the next grade. It sounds
yeah. struggling.
But I guess if you're making millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Stay in sixth grade. Stay in
science. Yeah. So we were talking about the volunteers.
Yeah.
Right. You can go to our website and say, I want to help and get on that wait list. If that's something you would love to do, is be in the hospital passing out those books. But this ice cream social comes up. We need hundreds of volunteers. You know, if you want to just go sit in an ice cream shop for a couple hours and eat ice cream.
That sounds like a good way to spend time.
It really does. Yes. And give away some free books. And
smiles.
Stickers and smiles to kids. We'd love to have the community support. We give out about 4,000 to 5,000 books every single month. So, and these books, we don't give away dollar store books. We are intentional about having high quality interactive books where the kids are going to see that and be like, oh my gosh, you know, that's the best book ever. So we are always in need of donations. We do take brand new books. We do ask that they are brand new, recently purchased from the store, whether it be like the book that you remember reading to your kids, Goodnight Moon is always popular, all the way up to the older kids. We have a wish list on Amazon. You can buy books from Amazon and have them sent straight to us. And then obviously donations of money. We do buy books in bulk from the publisher. So we're getting them like 50 to 80% off.
Wow.
When we buy by the pallet. So
it's a lot of books.
That is a lot. I know. So we get these huge Gaylords, you know, these 5-foot by 6-foot stacks of books.
Yeah.
So it's amazing what the community has done to support that and what it looks like to get 5,000 books out into all these communities. So anybody who wants to help, go to our website, give us a call. There's just two of us in the office, Grace or I will be happy to help you find your spot, whether it's your time, your talents, or your treasures.
One more question I thought of now.
Yes.
Talking about that, with all those books you've given out, have you had a month where you've had like a shortage of books, like you've had to run to the store to make up for a day you're supposed to be at a hospital?
Fortunately, we haven't necessarily been out of books. What happens is we're out of a certain type of book.
The Wimpy Kid ones.
Yes.
They go mass.
Yes. Or we're like, oh, we don't have any more like truck coloring, you know, boyish truck dinosaur coloring books. And so we might go to the store and purposely buy those, or put a call list out on social media that says, hey, we're running short of this. The biggest book that we usually need are the books for the older teens. We do serve Parkview Behavioral Health, and those have some kids that they're hospitalized. It's just, it looks different because it's not a physical, but they're still sick and, you know, they're not allowed anything. They have to put all of their stuff in a bag when they come in. So if we can give them a book that takes them, transports them to this other world and just gets them out of the reality that they're in and that has put them there, then that's great. So we're always looking for those just fantasy books for the older teens to help transport them, help heal them.
That's great. Yeah. On that note, books, what are your top three recommendations for anyone listening to this right now of books for either for their kids or maybe for adults?
Yes. So I would definitely recommend for the toddlers, there's a series called Never Touch a Dinosaur, Snake.
Is that the one that
I have three.
Do you have three of those?
Yes, I do.
And have a very textile. I don't know what that material
it's like
would,
rubbery, but like each of them is slightly different, and like my 1-year-old will just rub them.
They are so brightly colored, and there's texture on every. Those just fly off our carts. So if you're looking for a toddler for that, if you're looking for like a read aloud for a baby, I would highly recommend Runaway Bunny.
Okay,
a very, very sweet story about a parent's eternal love for their child. When it comes to like picture books, Bluey or Paw Patrol.
Yeah. You say that almost like, it is.
I mean, we are not about exposing your child to great literary works. We're about giving comfort and joy and laughter to your kids. And those are done by characters that they know and love.
Yeah.
Along the lines of Diary of a Wimpy Kid, which is fading out a little bit. It kind of resurges every October when he comes out with a new book. But there's
right on time.
There's a series, Dog Man.
I'm intrigued.
Do you know Dog Man?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Evidently, a policeman and his dog were in some sort of accident, and they were only able to save half of each of them.
I love this. I love it already.
Like Cat Dog from Nickelodeon.
Yes. Okay, there we go.
So he's this half dog, half man, and he goes out and saves the world along with Cat Kid. I don't know the exact of how Cat Kid became,
but I
similar to Dog Man.
But just, it's a graphic novel. Quick, easy, fun read. Love coloring books, sticker books, search and find books. You know, as we're trying to really have a wide variety.
Captain Underpants.
Yes.
I forgot about those too. Your kids are already in those?
My 5-year-old.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Chapter books? Doesn't he also have some chapter
books? They're kind of like comic chapters.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, those. Now I feel old thinking about those. Are they still making them?
Yeah.
My goodness.
It's the author who did Captain Underpants did Dog Man.
Yeah.
Okay. But now it kind of makes a little more sense.
And they still have the Scholastic Fairs every year.
Those were so fun.
Yes. We love partnering with schools. Maybe they're having a Scholastic Book Fair. They can buy one, get one free. Sometimes the kids can donate. Sometimes the kids round up. And then we can go shop at the book fair. And so it's supporting the school. But then we get the books.
So if a teacher is listening to this or something and they know they're having a Scholastic Fair that year, they reach out to you?
Yeah.
And you're, okay.
Yeah. And we're happy to come do a presentation, tell your school, your organization about our Kate's Cart, our mission, how we started. We can bring an empty cart. Your organization can fill the cart.
Yeah.
You know, whether you want to have a penny war, whatever, we will provide bookmarks, newsletters, brochures, whatever you need to help you share our story and our mission. It's really cool. I love when I go and I speak to a school and I'll ask the kids, you know, there'll be a gymnasium full of kids. And I'm like, so how many of you have gotten a Kate's Cart book?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there'll be 50 to 100 kids that will stand up.
Wow.
And then I say, that's what's really cool about Kate's Cart. If you donate a book, you could be giving a book to your best friend, you know, 6 months from now. And so I think that's really fun for the kids to know that, hey, you know, this could be me, or this could be my best friend that gets this book.
It gives them a real way to impact the community around them.
Right. Yeah, for $5 to $10.
That's really not a lot. It's an easy impact, a big smile.
Yes. Yeah.
Blake, is there anything else you want to add for today?
No, this has been great. Thank you
so much. I learned a lot. Thank you for coming on, Krista, and sharing.
We're just gearing up for Ice Cream Social. So if you're...
When is that?
It's June 22nd.
June 22nd.
But if you are a business owner or a family, or if you just want to give in memory of somebody, you can sponsor Ice Cream Social, get a little bit of publicity throughout Northeast Indiana. Or if you want to get involved, just reach out to us and we'll try our best to find a place for you.
Awesome.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Krista.
No, thank you, too.
Thank you for tuning in to the Rescue Mission Podcast. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.